Good morning.
Good morning. I got a song for you. I do not believe in fussing or grieving. That's just not my style. Be ba ba be 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 be. Give me the simple life. If I can try to stay there. Okay. I'm proceeding well.
Excellent.
I gotta jam a lot into a half hour, but I can do it. All right, let me get this one thing out of the way. I'll start with expressing my fear first. Okay. Okay, so wait. Even if you tell me this dude that I'm going to talk to you about is not connected to Dan, I need to express my fear that he's not, and that he's not a, and not just another incompatible match dude, and not just look at those two choices. Okay, fuck, I did, and now I've expressed my fear about what you're going to say. You know, because I read your sessions. And okay. I met someone. There's a connection. And it's a lot of fun. I think he's either a focus of Dan or he observes Dan for life because the similarities are very, very similar.
Counterpart.
I knew you were going to say counterpart somewhere. Why do I know that? The counterpart whiffed it into my head. Okay, it's probably better he's not a focus of Dan. That would be confusing. Okay. All right, so So if he's counterpart, that's not nothing. That would explain the... Okay. I'm going to go for his stats. Boy, now I think he's Sumathi if he's not connected to... Okay, I'm gonna go with my first impression, which was Sumari... Borladim or Zuli, common emotional. Let me go. Sumari, Borladim, common emotional. I don't really. Sumari, Borladim, common emotional. He feels like an LP, but I think he's an SP.
Supportive personality.
And he's very supportive. You did mention the last time we talked that it wouldn't be so terrible to have somebody be supportive. So far, so good. He's very supportive in energy. Okay. What's his essence name?
Essence name, Naya. N-Y-A.
N-Y-A. Zoom. War, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm just going to say he thinks I'm beautiful and he liked my book.
Congratulations.
And he read pieces of my book and said, I hate it that you had so many dark moments. I wish I could have been there for you. I said, could you repeat that 5 times? I'm just saying, and he's going to, I'm going to meet him on, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, and I'm just saying that it feels good, Elias.
Excellent.
Thank you. He has 2 sons that are young. He's a couple of years younger than... The man is a couple of years younger than me. He has 2 boys that are 15 and 17. He's an hour away. He's got a life. I don't have to worry about... And he's got a full-time work that he's interested in. And we have very similar... Different imagery, but similar backgrounds in terms of experience. And we'll see. Pray for me, brother.
Be present.
Be present and don't think of past things.
Or future.
Or future. Just be present. Yeah, I'm not, I'm trying not to go forward. And actually, there's nothing to go forward with yet. So I'm going to be present. Be present. But I'm encouraged. Good.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm just going to read this. Noticing, acknowledging, accepting, expressing, letting go, moving my attention. I'm living in that session. And I'm working on efficiently expressing because I get that that's the pivotal thing to letting go and changing my focus. Okay, I want to light myself on fire sometimes in frustration, but, or stick a fork in my eye, but I don't. You know, I just keep swimming, Okay, I had I have a strong connection with my intuition about more and more lately than ever. Okay, I call my intuition Twink. We don't care, it's a method. Let me back up and say about, I'm going to give you a couple of examples of efficiently expressing at work.
Excellent.
Yes, and then I'm going to give you, but right now I want to tell you that you also, your blurb from last webinar on intuition, the minute you said boldness, it comes through with a boldness. Twink speaks with a lot of boldness, and I go, whoa, dude, you spaking with a lot of boldness, and he does, and that's my clue to pay attention, and I'm going to say when I do, which is often lately, he's right. And he tries not to say, I told you so, as much as possible, but he is me. So he does that a lot. Okay, here's my two examples. Okay. I had to go around with Katie. Of course I did. And she was upset with me and said I was disappointing her because I did not follow through and I let two of our employees run roughshod over me, and I ended up letting them move their furniture the way they wanted, even though Katie specifically said to them, don't do that. These are two kind of rebel rosary people at the office. And I just thought, okay, fuck it, you guys do whatever you want. Katie had gone home, and we'll fix it in the morning. If she doesn't like it, we'll change it. Katie was mad about that. Long story short, I was really upset that I disappointed her, and I, of course, felt threatened. Then I got home and Twink said, this is a tempest in her teapot, not yours. Back off and relax. She projected a lot of her own inability to be bold herself about that. And using you, you failed, so she failed. I said, Elias is shaking his head, amen.
Yeah.
Yes, so that was one good example to me of, oh, and then the reason I didn't get that communication from my intuition until I got the communication from Twink, and then I went back to the office and I walked right into her office when she got there. I said, you know what? I'm not weak and I'm not a namby-pamby, and you telling me you were disappointed in me genuinely hurt my feelings. She goes, I'm so sorry. I genuinely did not mean to do that. And the whole thing broke, and I expressed to her. Now, that was an example of me going to the source and expressing. That's one way of expressing.
Yes.
And I, even though it was uncomfortable and scary, but it dissipated immediately, and I just switched my direction and went on to other tasks, but felt a lot lighter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. So, okay, one more. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay. Another example, and this is going to be expressing the opposite of what's happening rather than perpetuating the trauma of what's happening.
Yes.
The terms of use are something that are my responsibility to make sure they're updated for our new website. I discovered in talking to our web developer, Mr. Pedantic, I'll say no more than that, we should have had the terms of use on both websites. I made the distinction between wholesale and retail, and even our lawyer, when I checked with her, said the same, but it's okay. It's not, but I felt really at first like, shit, I blew it, and I missed, and I kind of, anyway, my choice in that moment was to go to Sasha and say, you know what, I really appreciate you telling me this. I talked to my lawyer, our lawyer, you're correct, we can have the terms on both sites. Since we're starting a brand new site, let's make it right starting here. He goes, exactly, it's no harm, no foul. My whole feeling of responsibility, threat, immediately diminished because I did two things. I decided to turn it around, but not ignore my own, I'm not going to say bad or responsibility, but ignore my own fear. And that worked well for me too. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, so two good examples. Very powerful information, and I know you—it's not necessarily that new. But it's much more powerful now than it has ever been to me. Much more, because over time I see that it works and it works and it works and it works.
And that is a significant point, is that when you begin with a new concept or a new action, that is a new concept. Not that it is in general a new concept, but a new concept to you.
Right.
Or a new action to you. You may not necessarily believe it initially.
Right.
For your experience communicates differently to you. But as you continue and you experiment and practice, then you give yourself experience to the contrary.
Right.
And you begin to believe that.
That takes care of a lot of stuff. A lot of misunderstanding, disagreements, stepping back, confusion. That says it in a nutshell. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, you're good at this. You should keep up the good work.
I will take that under advice.
And I'll be continuing to support you in it. Okay,
excellent.
Fine. We're on the same page. Okay, here we go into our... I scared myself and I gained 2.5 pounds. Oh, my God. But you know what happened? I didn't eat anything bad. I just ate a lot of too much good. I took it off the next week. Because you said something to me at some point recently, like, you have a lot of memories and triggers and associations with eating. I saw when I gained the 2 pounds that I could just keep on eating and keep on gaining and keep on my old patterns. And I went, no, I've developed a good way of eating. I'm going to nip this in the bud. And I did.
Congratulations.
Really big. This is not about, oh, you can eat whatever you want. I'm one of those people that can't. But I can. But... And thank you. And let me just say that I'm hovering between 117 and 119. Me, of all people. And it feels really good. And here's the bigger piece. I love the taste, texture, and food of the foods I eat. I love the way I eat, the how I eat. I figured it out. I figured out how to do every 2.5, maybe at the most 3, but hardly ever 3 hours. I'm a mate. God, you could say I told you so, Twink, because that is working.
It is successful.
It is successful.
And it does not mean that you will gain weight.
Right.
And in that, it generates more energy. You will actually feel more balanced in your body.
It's true, I do.
And in that, it is not difficult to even lose weight. It has no bearing on whether you gain or lose weight.
It's true. No, it's true. And there's a lot of, you know, information about, you know, do that. But it's true. It doesn't have bearing. It certainly doesn't have bearing on gaining weight. I can speak to that. My secret with it is that I, and according to what I like to do, I set my fat, protein, and carbs for the day. And I just divide it out. And when I'm done eating, it's around 6 o'clock. And I go to bed when I go to bed and I don't eat again until I get up. So I'm also naturally fasting at night. So my body can do whatever it needs to do in my sleep. But I definitely stop eating when my calories and my macros run out. But it's the end of my day.
Yes.
So it's kind of efficient for me. And of course, for me, it's so fun to do this because I'm fucking crazy. But somebody's going to talk to you about fat versus sugar, but it's not me because this is my session.
Very well.
But somebody someday soon is probably going to do that. Go ahead. Okay, now... I'm doing good. The rest of this is all about... Oh, you know what? I want to get this out of the way. Sasha at work, Mr. Pedantic, gotta be Sumathi, Gramada, thought focused, supporter personality, intermediate, Sumathi, Gramada, thought focused, supporter. We've got to have over 700 focuses together.
Yeah.
D, all of the above.
Yes.
I'm good. And I know it. Okay, then there's Maya. Soft, Sumari, Boraladim, political focus, support ministry. Support person, not ministry, sorry. Old church bleed through. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, let me get to the happy news again. The barn program is moving 45 minutes away. I've known this for a couple of months. It's a smaller facility. We're only going to use one horse. Saturday, I realized they may not really need me, and I was walking the fairway to go get horses out of paddocks, and I was thinking, God, I'm going to miss this place. I love walking the fairway and getting the horses. And I bumped into the director of the whole stable. And long story short, I can come on every Saturday morning and groom Franco the donkey, Ranger the pony, Dempsey the oldie, and all the other dudes that need loving up and grooming. And that's all I have to do.
Excellent.
And that's all I ever wanted to do. And now I get to stay there. And it's my choice.
Congratulations.
I told Donk the donkey, and the donkey went, of course you're staying, duh. Duh. Anyway, it's like, because now they all love me. Now they're all around me. All the little stray, old, short, weird animals kind of follow me wherever I go. And it's like, all right, fine, good. Let's get groomed. Let's scoop out those hooves. Let's get going here. Cool, huh?
Very much.
Thank you. And it's a year since I've been in my house, a little over a year, and I'm able to pay my mortgage. And I had these big drain problems, and they're gone. And the city paid half the bill. And my tenant is quiet and upstairs, but he's usually out of town. Yes, score. And, you know, I pinch myself. I was in my dry basement last night, looking at it, touching the old bricks and going, mine, 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 mine. Okay, the bank owns it, but it's mine, 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 mine. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think so, too. Thank you. You could also say I told you so for that one. And when I find the partner, that I get one, you're going to say I told you so, too. So it'll be fine. All right, now to the really stuff that I need to talk to you about. An important thing to me. I love working with Lynn and the Iodine Lugals people. Okay. I'm going very slow with Lugals. I don't want to confuse myself with too much Elias information and Lugals, but I definitely seem to trigger a detox reaction of being more manic or frustrated or even depressed if I take too much too fast. I know it's triggers. I know it's fear, but I've come a long way, like I've said before, dealing with those things, and I can move through them quickly.
Yes.
This is different. This is, I can't do anything. I have to do all sorts of stuff remedy-wise to alleviate the difficulty. So, there's a very sort of rigid suggested protocol when you do this Lugals initially. And I can take all of the suggested nutrients like selenium, magnesium. I just can't take any B's or C's. And I haven't been able to at all. They almost drain the iodine out of my body. And I go right into detox. They do something chemically that I'm unclear about. I've tried slowly. Lynn, who runs the whole thing and wrote the book, The Iodine Crisis, is actually sending me, because she has a similar problem with C, a thing called liposomal C, which supposedly digests and goes right to directly to your cells because of the way it's constructed. I'm just going to try it because I really appreciate her taking the time to even have me experiment with it. I don't know about the C's and why they may not work, although I've never thought I needed a lot of C. But with this protocol, there's a tremendous amount of research that supports detoxing more efficiently with more C and more B's. So that the C part, okay, let me just stick with the C part. I'm thinking that the reason C doesn't work for me is twofold. I have a lot of iodine in my body. And the vitamin C foods I eat, like broccoli and greens, could be sufficient to counter maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C extra at the most. I don't know, and I'll ask you for that in a second, but I also think, conversely, the B's are definitely too much because I'm eating liver three times a week. And again, I think I have, if I was going to take what they call the iodine load test, I would come out that I'm good. I'm going to say maybe 75-80% iodine is I forget what the ratio are, but the best ratio is 90-95%. I think I'm getting close to 80%. But I have not taken a lot of iodine. I've taken pretty lower doses, but consistently over 9 months. I'm starting to think. First, let me just run that by you. Does that?
Yes.
I'm correct, aren't I? So I don't need the extra B's, even. But people that have, like, the breast...
Why are you questioning...
Because it's part of the protocol and they're so rigid about it. And then I feel like I'm...
But what I would express to you is that... It is... More... natural and more efficient to be consuming these vitamins through your food sources than through a supplement source. And in that, you are already doing that.
Right.
That is the reason that I'm questioning why you are concerning yourself with the supplements when you are already providing that in relation to what you are consuming in foods.
I think, and this is just where my brain is going, thousands of people are doing well with the program, but I don't think they eat as good as I do.
Precisely.
And they have breast cancer and they have fibromyalgia and they have Hashimoto's and Graves, and they have big stuff that they need iodine to be supported and work for them, but they don't watch their food. I'm pretty sure. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. Okay, wait.
Stop comparing yourself.
Right, boy.
With other people.
Okay.
And with masses.
Right.
The point is what you are doing and what is effective and efficient.
Right.
With your body consciousness.
Okay. So, all that to say, I do want to continue to take Lugol's iodine because I think I do have bromide toxic. I think we all have body toxins. But I don't want to take more than 6.5 milligrams with my food. Or, you know, people sometimes take 50 to 300 milligrams. I can't even take 12 milligrams.
No.
I just want to keep, I think I can keep it low like that and do it 5 days a week, stop for 2 days, because I think that idea is efficient to let detox, give it a chance to flow out of you. I even thought of doing it for 3 days. I even thought of just taking the 6.5 milligrams three times a week, which is kind of close to what said, but I can't humble myself and go there yet. But I'm just thinking, or let me just be open with you and saying the 6.5 works. I'm applying a little bit, tiny bit diluted to my skin, and I like that too because Lugol's works well with skin stuff. I think as a remedy, it's a great product, and I think it's beneficial proactively. I've come a ways then if I'm doing enough that I'm absorbing it enough, almost 80%, I'm getting rid of toxins. Or am I deluding myself that I'm not? Okay. All right. So that makes sense to you. The 6.5, maybe 4 days a week.
You could.
And then just...
And it would be efficient.
And rest for 3 days and then go back into it. And if I get a little funny on the first day, put a little dab somewhere, a half dab or something. I'm enjoying the experience. It's just fascinating to me. Of course it is. But anyway, that's good. That's good validation. It's not compartmentalizing or, God forbid, oh, I don't even want to talk about that subject. Going from pod to pod to pod to pod, and each pod has got insulation around it, and you kind of move through each pod and go out and go back. It's exhausting. Anyway. Okay, so, oh, can I just tell you what I'm eating really? Wait, I just added a couple of things. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid, and I take 500 milligrams in my coffee, and it feels really good. I just like it. It's not exactly vitamin C at all, but it resonates with me. So there's one thing. MSM, which is just a fancy word for sulfur, I have really achy hips when I wake up in the morning. I never used to have that. I know I'm 67, but I don't think I have arthritis. Sorry. No. I'm not going there. I do think it's bromide tox. I think it's bromide. This is one of the symptoms of detox, is this. I don't think I'll always have it, but I think it's related to detoxing. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so MSN is very good for joints, and it's a natural substance, and it resonates with me, and I've been taking it on one teaspoon on an empty stomach twice a day, and I'm already starting to feel less pain in my hips.
Excellent.
So I think it's working well for me. So you don't have any, and I eat eggs, and I eat broccoli, I eat smelly vegetables that have sulfur too, but I think this is just a little extra kick. I know you said about supplements. In my brain, the minerals are different than the... Anyway, sorry.
And once again, we are moving in that black and white direction.
Go ahead, then.
I'm not expressing...
Don't take supplements.
Precisely.
Thank you. You're saying use your intuition and take what your
and
body...
Pay attention to what you are experiencing with your body and not to compare yourself with... masses other individuals, and it is not a black and white situation. I'm not expressing to you not to incorporate any supplements.
Right.
Or all supplements.
I know.
I'm merely expressing to balance and to pay attention to what is successful for you.
Thank you. Amen. Okay, so what's successful for me is... I'm eating chicken 1 or 2 days a week. Chicken thighs I just started. Mm. Good chicken from pastured. I know the farms. They're local. And I trust the source of the chicken. Tuna or salmon 2 days a week. Wild caught. Sustainable. Not, to the best of my research, good sources. Liver, about 5 ounces. Like... 2 or 3 days a week, and I can't eat beef. I get grass-fed good beef, but it started to make my stomach upset, so I've stopped eating beef. But I can eat liver. But I don't get that, but I'm going with that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, okay, and I'm taking the selenium and the boron and the zinc. I like the zinc, 25 milligrams. Just... zinc and boron, so I can stop shrinking, maybe. That'd be good. Okay. Anyway, all right. So, last but not least, and this is, unless somebody else go, okay. Paper. Oh, God. Vivian Snippet. Paper. Paper and ink.
Once again.
going in the black and white.
Black and white.
And comparing.
I was giving an example.
Of course you were.
You all question, what can you do?
Right.
How can you be generating an impact in relation to your world? And what are you doing that is impacting your world in a manner that you don't agree with? And in that, you all move automatically in a direction of incorporating a type of tunnel vision. You see what is in your life and what is around you in your environment and your community and your lifestyle, and when you give yourselves information through different media sources about actions that are occurring with your world, you feel and perceive yourselves to be removed from that.
Right.
Unless you live in it.
Right.
But you perceive yourselves to be removed from it. And I can express to you, all of you, over and over and over, how you ripple outward and how you are affecting in the entirety of your world, but you don't objectively see it.
Right.
Therefore, I was offering an example.
Right.
That any of you can actually see.
Okay. Thank you. Got that part. Then looked at my paper towels and my uncoated dishes that I feed the cats on, and the mirror and the printer and the ink, and overwhelmed myself and went, okay, I got to take this one day at a time. I can go to the stainless steel for the cats. I can get this towel that replaces, this cloth thing that replaces paper towels. I'm taking those kinds of steps.
Excellent.
I just bought a new printer, so, you know, there's my contribution to the bad part. But I guess paying attention, Mary and I were actually just talking about this, paying attention to our own home.
I'm not expressing to you, to any of you, that you are bad.
I know.
Or that you are generating wrong actions.
I know.
Or that you should entirely reconstruct your lifestyle completely.
Right.
I'm offering examples to allow you to see that connection of how what you do is affecting that. In order for you to do one action, there are thousands of other individuals that are generating jobs and actions to produce that one expression for you, and that you are engaging. Therefore, it is a circle.
Right.
In this, I'm not expressing to any of you to reconstruct your entire lifestyle, but rather to be aware of what you are doing. And as you expressed in your example, pay attention to what you are doing. Pay attention to what you can do differently.
Right.
Pay attention to what you can effectively do in a different capacity. And recognize that you are interconnected.
Right.
That is the point.
And, yes, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I also think it's exciting to think about alternatives and to see who's inventing what out there going forward. Do you know what I mean? Let's look at that, too, and say, okay, who's going to replace paper towels? Who's going to, what can we do to do this? What can we do to do that?
Precisely.
Right.
Not to be moving in doom and gloom.
Right.
Or discounting yourselves.
Right.
Or judging yourselves. Right. Or judging each other.
Right.
But rather, being aware, and then, in your terms, being proactive.
Right.
Discovering what can you do differently?
Right.
What is available to you? What can you replace comfortably?
Right. Excellent. Thank you very much. That's good clarity. Boy, you rock the house. And I get to see you next month because I create my reality. Holy shit. I don't know what else to say. It's wonderful. Thank you. Oh, I have one more thing to say. Shit. Okay. The cats. That Harold? I thought there was something wrong with him because he's eating so much and not gaining weight, but he's not losing weight. He's even younger acting than he's ever been. I put a drop of iodine in their water proactively. I don't think Harold's sick. I think he's great. I think everybody's okay.
Great.
I think the way I feed them is the way I feed them. And I got to go. I know. But I'm a little concerned about what I feed them. But it's mostly grain-free. And I don't think I can change Tilly's mind. And it would be hard for me to try. So I'm just going to go forward with what I'm doing. And if you feel there's any major glitches, could you speak now or forever hold your peace? At this point, no. Okay, thank you. And I'm right about Harold. He's good at this point.
Yes.
Everything's okay. What are you worried about? Stop it. It's because I love him so much. Okay. All right, listen. I love you.
And I you.
I know you do. It's pretty exciting. Thank you. I went a little overtime here. Okay, thank you.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Yeah, me too.
And congratulations in all that you are accomplishing. And I shall be offering my energy to you and encouragement with your new bow.
Oh my God, there's a clue. Thank you. Encouragement! With my new bow. You're so old. Okay. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
In wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.